It's almost time for the Lost Discs Radio Show with Dr. Doc Brown, with Weasley Dave, and also Chesty and the Crazy Crew.
The Lost Discs Radio Show.
Lift off. Ignition. Lift off. Ignition. Lift off.
Oh, the music will sound like this.
Ignition. Ignition.
Sounds as diverse and haunting as the strange new world in which we live.
Maybe it's the color of the sun cut flat. I'm covering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. Maybe you've been on my mind. I'm not asking you to say words like yes or no. Please understand me, I've got no place for you to go. I'm just breathing to myself, pretending not that I don't know. Baby, you've been on my mind. Be narrow where you've been. Don't bother me. I bring you down in sorrow. It don't even matter to me where you're waking up tomorrow. Baby, you've been on my mind. Maybe it's the color of the sun cut flat. Uncovering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. Baby, you've been on my mind.
Let's face it, man, you're a sissy.
Yeah, all right. Well. Yeah, wait, what? What can I tell you, man? Top of the hour now brings you the sound of Lost Discs Radio Show. Okay, and we got, well, yeah, you got Jimmy Knight. You got Jimmy Knight sitting in here blowing out the board with his big mouth. You got Chesty sitting in the shotgun microphone.
That's right. I'm catching the psychic energy from the orgasmatron.
Chesty's had some spare time on her hands, folks. Joe Stacks on the phone line, we think.
Hi, everybody. Boy, what can I say? How do I follow the orgasmatron?
I just thought it was a thing in that Woody Allen movie.
And a Motorhead album.
But Chesty found out this week that it was a real thing. Joe, I don't really want to get off on this.
You can go to Maine to get into one if you want.
What's that, Joe?
Was that anything like that crazy old bump ball?
The bump ball, yeah. Yeah, well, no.
No, we actually have one of those. All right.
So, listen, let's just try to keep the levels straight on the microphones while we settle in here for top of the hour because, you know, I don't know. We're doing this tonight for Area 51, but only because they're nice enough to let us sit in now. On 5110, Upper Sideband, for your underground shortwave experience. Right.
Does anybody ever wonder where the other 50 areas are?
Yeah, they've got a CIA file on you right now just for asking that question, Chesty. Also, of course, we're doing this for rockandradio.com. This will be officially the September edition of Lost Discs Radio over at rockandradio.com, folks. But nevertheless, it is August 23rd, 2014. If you're catching it live on the net feed or the shortwave radio. Yeah, and hey, if you're getting it, go ahead, get in on the email. Chesty, give him the email address, please.
LostDiscsRadio at yahoo.com.
All right, so get an email in if you're digging it, especially if you're digging it off the shortwave thing, or if you're digging it over at rockandradio.com, we don't know. Joe, we're going to kick it off tonight. You know, things have been pretty rough. We've been trying to enjoy our summertime, but man, the political scene and the world scene here has been making it really rough to just kick back and relax and enjoy the last part of the summer. Right? Does that sound like a spoiled American saying that, you see what I mean? It's ruining my summer vacation, all these things, and it's getting me uptight, and I can't sleep even in the summertime now. You follow me?
Yeah. I mean, my credo has always been give me convenience or give me death.
See, I don't believe that necessarily, Joe. So we came across a record. We came across a bunch of records this summer, folks. We're going to be dealing with that all fall. I hope you're on board. We're going to start off dealing with it by a record we got in Allentown down at Double Decker Records. It's a single on the Monument label. Joe, this is a group called the Smubs. And but they're going to be like doing some sort of rosary prayer.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the song is called Rosary Ann. And it kind of fits what's been going down with all the downer stuff that's been happening.
Or we could just take some downers and forget it all.
And
hey, we're just going to get hopped up on goofballs.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, well. Joe, so I don't know. Do we care? I don't know about this group. I'm a little bit worried about the Smubs.
Well, they're a fairly obscure band, as you might have guessed, from the Long Island area of New York. They cut one album. And a few singles. Well, probably the singles were from the album, for Monument. And they had a an earlier single on ABC Paramount in 1966. Beyond that, other than the album was recorded at Synchron Sound Studios in Wallingford, Connecticut.
Oh, there you go. That's important information.
You know, what else do we know?
That's right up the street from us, man, here at the Lost Discs Radio Empire. Right. Well, a little bit hard to believe that these guys had an entire album. But nevertheless, it's the Smubs tonight on Lost Discs. Right.
Pray more rosary hand. Your country's not what it can be. Pray more rosary hand. If you can. Red is the color of the fire in hell. When it runs through the blood in the streets, blue is the color of a Sunday dress. When you walk into church praying for peace, white is the color of the nation's face. When you walk through the middle of shame, red, white, and blue is the color of the flag of a nation that's going insane. So pray more rosary and your country's not what it can be. Pray more rosary and if you can. Red is the color of the fire in hell. When it runs through the blood in the
I'm beginning to like this kind of music.
Rock and radio. Good morning, Miss Brown. Mama, how do you do? I said, good morning, Miss Brown. Mama, how do you do? She say I'm feeling fine and looking good. Man, what about you? I say I got the misery in the backache, baby, and my feet hurt me when I walk. Now you know I got the misery in the backache, baby, and my feet hurt me when I walk. You know, too much conversation hurt my tongue to talk. I lay down last night, I try to take my mattress. Oh baby, you know, I lay down last night, I try to take my mattress. And you know my heart start to wonder, just like the wild geese in the west.
Our price survey shows very little change in prices. Our survey shows that the only items pertain to ladies' dresses and men's pants. Ladies' dresses are going up and men's trousers are going down all over town.
Lost Disc Radio.
That didn't work out exactly as I planned.
Many boys in the harbor gonna go down south and make many fast dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party. Oh, Myra, Myra, many boys in the harbor gonna go down south and make many fast dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party.
Myra, go down to the harbor. I tell you, Myra, go down to the harbor. Don't you hear me, Myra? Go down to the harbor. Cause the big white ship pull in today.
Myra, Myra, many boats in the harbor gonna go down south and make many fast dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party. Oh, Myra, Myra, many boats in the harbor gonna go down south and make many fast dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party.
I'll no time see Myra today. I tell you, no time see Myra today.
Yeah, you remember.
I'll no time see Myra today. Cause the big white ship, she sail away.
Myra, Myra, many boats in the harbor gonna go down south and make many fast dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party. Oh, Myra, Myra, many boats in the harbor gonna go down south and make many fast dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party.
He's got what I need.
We play the best oldies you've never heard. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, well...
Johnny Nash making the scene tonight on Lost Disc Radio. Johnny Nash, of course, you know, they're embracing his ska roots, man. You know, we remember him back in the early 60s. Me and Chesty, you know, one of our favorite B movies.
Night of the Living Dead.
No, that's not Johnny Nash. Joe, oh. That's not Johnny Nash in Night of the Living Dead, right?
No.
Is that Johnny Rivers? I'm so confused.
Johnny Nash was in Key Witness.
Oh, yeah.
We've been Key over Witness. This before. That's that from 1960. Key Witness starred a young Jeffrey Hunter, who was Commander Pike in the first Star Trek pilot. Okay, so yeah, before that it was The Seekers, right? Who knew? That was on the Green Label promo, Capital label.
Before you move on, can I just clear something up?
Go ahead, Jess.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. Is that Johnny Nash?
No.
I got sunshine.
No, that's like My Girl by The Temptations or somebody.
Yep.
What the hell am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Johnny Nash's big hit. I can see clearly now.
Now the rain is gone. Okay, I got it.
May we move on with the show now, please? Jesse, I'm trying to back announce The Seekers, with Myra, Shake Up the Party. And boy, speaking of Chesty and shaking up the party, she was shaking it around during that number, folks, when we were spinning that record for you on a turntable here in the studio. Same group that did Georgie Girl, right, Joe?
Yep.
And that we don't really care about them, except that Chesty found that record for like 50 cents down at the flea market or something. And Taj Mahal was before that on the Columbia label with Good Morning, Miss Brown. And we kicked off that set with the Smubs with Rosary Ann. Okay, now, yeah, Taj Mahal, because we, Chesty and me just came last week from the old Peach Music Festival up on Montage Mountain in Scranton, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. where we'd seen the Allman Brothers. And we really got tickets to go see Taj Mahal, who didn't go on stage until Sunday at 1:45. But we was there for the whole weekend, and the kids was, you know...
All right.
Smacking the ganja bottles and pretty hard, and, like, drumming until... Well, they never went to bed, but they were drumming all night long and tripping out in the woods there next to our tent. That's what we was doing, man. And, yeah, we were digging Taj Mahal. He was playing a bunch of stuff off of that 1968 album... That comes from the Natural Blues, right? He did that entire album straight through live, man, when we seen him. And yes, he played the banjo as well as the guitar. Okay, enough of that, right? Any emails coming in? Yes, Mr. Bill is the only one who's had the guts or the spare time to not only be listening to the show tonight, but also coming on the email and saying how he wishes he was Chesty's microphone.
He's a hot firefighter. Thank a hot firefighter today.
Okay. Now that's... okay. And then here, this guy in Cleveland, some guy named Matt that we don't know until he contacted us a couple years back, man. He's been listening ever since when he discovered us. I don't know where or how, but he is listening in Cleveland somehow. Folks, if you're digging it, it is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Look, you've got a big mouthful, little girl. You better be careful somebody doesn't slop it shut.
Yeah, I don't know what that meant. I'm sorry about that, Chesty.
All right, my chick pick tonight is on the Redbird record label. And if you know that, the Dixie Cups are on there. So you always look at it twice. And this is Jersey Red singing Shine On Harvest Moon for our September show.
Shine on, harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no loving since January, February, June, or July. It's no time, ain't no time to stay. Outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon. Me and my gal. There's no time, ain't no time to stay. Outdoors.
Lost this radio.
She called me a sissy.
Look a yonder. Look a yonder. Sun down, going down now. Just you watch and see. Old Aunt Dinah. She can't say a word. Hey, look a yonder. Look a yonder. Don't believe I'm leaving. Just count the days I'm gone. Hey, look a yonder. Look a yonder. Look a yonder. Sun done gone down. Done gone down now. Done gone.
And get ready for a shock. The music that they're planning to use is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk.
The best oldies you've never heard.
Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
I've always wanted to fly high with you, darling.
Now every day I get in the queue to get in the bus that brings me to you. I'm so nervous, just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here.
Let's ride the magic bus.
You'll be an inspector, have no fear.
Let's ride the magic bus.
Now, I don't wish to cause no fuss.
Let's ride the magic bus.
But can I buy your magic bus, mister?
Let's ride the magic bus.
No. Now I don't care how much I pay.
Let's ride the magic bus.
Stage wonder, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. Now I don't care how much I pay.
Let's ride the magic bus.
Wanna drive on my bus to my baby each day.
Let's ride the magic bus.
Now every day you see the dust.
Let's ride the magic bus.
Yeah, well, that's Pudding there. That the group is called Pudding, right? Everybody knows that. Well, everybody knows that song, Chesty.
Vanilla Fudge.
Right, no. No. Right? The Who, of course,
did
Magic Bus, right? And we all dig that from time to time on the corporate crap stations when they play. But anyway, so there it is by a different... These guys sound British. They're on the Press Records label, which was distributed by the London label. They could not be more British. Joe, come on. What do we know about the...
line up in the queue.
The Pudding here doing Magic Bus.
That's some pretty vanilla pudding when you get right down to
what?
It.
What?
Hey, look, these guys were a one-off deal, apparently. You know, they got one single. Pete Townsend must have liked them because he let them record the Magic Bus like a full year before The Who did it.
Is that right? It predates The Who?
According to this,
God,
Vernon joins in Fuzz, Acid, and Flowers collection, your Tapestry. Lights, actually.
Yes, sir.
It came out on Decca in 67, and The Who didn't release that until 68.
Well, God dag it.
It's, I mean...
Is that right?
Yeah. It's an okay song. I mean, kind of forgettable, especially when you consider, you know, the version.
Well, all right. So very good. Wow. That even makes it better, though, to know that that predates... That they're not just covering The Who. They actually wow. Too much. All right. So anyway, before that, it was The Human Beings, okay, on the Impact label with I Can't Tell. I Can't Tell. I Can't Tell is what they're saying. But we'll come back to that in a minute there. Before that, it was Dean DeWolf. On the Argo label. On the Argo. Argo. Hey, Dr. Doc Brown has emailed in. Right? And I think he just missed. He said he's out camping somewhere. He's streaming it on some device, you know. He can't be bothered with a shortwave hobby. You know, these kids today, they need everything just kind of immediate, digital, snappy. So he's out there, though. He's got it somehow streaming it. and we think still. And but I think he missed this this record on the Argo label, man, with Look Yonder. Came right out of Chesty's Chick Pick, which was Jersey Red with a version of Shine on Harvest Moon. Joe, did you anything that you wanted to help us out there with this guy? Who was this Jersey Red?
I really didn't come up with anything for Jersey Red. I got a pass on this one.
Not surprising. It's the promo copy, so it didn't go anywhere.
Stomp Joe Stack. It's kind of a pop thing.
it was pleasant.
And then Dean DeWolf. This was like a kind of a, I don't know, a Squaresville, slightly phony Greenwich Village folky guy.
Part of the great folk, you know, scare and or revival of the late 50s, early 60s.
Yes.
You know, he's solidly in that Kingston Trio rooftop singers.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. Exactly.
Well, it's worth noting that the Argo label was actually a Chess subsidiary. That was their folk label.
Okay. Right. Noted. Noted. Now, the Human Beings, though, we got to talk about them real quick, too, because everyone thinks you're talking about a group called the Human Beings with a Z, and they were out of Cleveland, and of course, everybody knows their big hit with No. Right, Joe?
Yeah, no, but these are the Human Beings, and yeah, they put out a few singles on Impact over a couple of years in the mid-60s. They also had one on the Warner label, Warner Brothers, in 65, prior to going to Impact. Not much to tell you. I mean, I don't know anything about the personnel. Not a bad song.
Well, I tell you what, around here, me and Chesty were thinking that they sound a lot like Neil Ford and the Fanatics. And if you're into this record collected thing as deep as we are, and that means anything to you, then you're in the right place. I'm telling you, Neil Ford and the Fanatics was doing in like late 67, early 1968, what these guys were doing in 60, would you say, 65?
Yeah.
The Human Beings in 65 sound a lot like Neil Ford and the Fanatics in early 68. I think there's a little bit of crossbreeding here somewhere along the way that we're just not privy to, maybe, or we're missing it. But it doesn't matter. Look, some emails have come in real quick here. And then, Chesty, I want you just to pick out a random record because we're coming up early on the hour. And I just want you to pull a random record out of that stack or out of that box over there, and we're just going to play some record that we got from our collection this summer that's still in the box in the studio here.
Sounds fun. All right.
So while I read the emails, Chesty's pulling out some random record that we don't even know which it's going to be. Yes, Dr. Doc Brown is into that Magic Bus cover. Well, who's covering whom, we know. Cosmic Debris, of course, and Jane getting it on 5110 very nicely down in Maryland tonight. Thanks, guys, for chiming in with a QSL response there. Tyler in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, digging the sounds. Down in the land of swamp gas and skunk cabbage. Man, I know, he wants to hear something by the Beach Nuts, Joe. Something called Iconoclastic Life by the Beach, I don't know, back in 66.
Wait, no.
That's not the same one that they say Lou Reed might have been hooked up with.
I was thinking about that. I was like, no, not Cycle Annie.
No, not Cycle Annie. And by the way, it's worth mentioning that Mr. Bill is getting it on 5110.
Let's see.
Chesty has a few records. Quick, hand me a record, Chesty, real quick. What do you want to hear?
It could be clunkers.
All right, she's handing me three records. The group choices are the Ajax, the Fifth Order, or the Hard Times.
Hit me with the Hard Times.
You got it. Okay, this is on the World Pacific label. And, well, it's a promo copy. We got Come to Your Window or That's All I'll Do.
That's All I'll Do.
Okay. It looks a little dirty.
All right, it's really dirty, so good luck on on seeing this at this place, man. Out of the Hard Times.
I've got my whole life to live now. I've got nothing more to give now. I'll just wander and I'll just ponder. That's all I'll do. Sick and tired of people's schemes now. All the troubles and all the screams.
Well, Chesty has discovered something about this group, the Hard Times. Go ahead, Chesty.
Yeah, I looked it up. They're a pop rock quintet from San Diego, and they were regulars on Dick Clark's TV show, Where the Action Is.
Yeah.
They actually hit the charts with a different record called Fortune Teller on World Pacific. It hit the top 100 at 97. So.
Right, and that was their non-charting, I think the record came before that, called That's All I'll Do, Man of Hard Times, making the scene tonight on Lost Discs Radio. All right, we got to keep things moving because we got one last set coming up right here tonight. We're kicking it off with the old Tom Paxton number. Last Thing on My Mind tonight, folks, from the Out of Sight Sounds of the Peppermint Trolley Company.
It's a lesson too late.
last thing on my mind.
1967. More music.
Lost Discs Radio, doo doo.
Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo doo. Your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
But we look at their lives now, and their lives are a bomb out. Their lives are a wipeout. Their lives have no real purpose or meaning in them.
Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
That morning,
Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Good morning, brother pilgrim, please tell me where you're bound. Now where are you traveling to on this enchanted ground? My name it is Bold Pilgrim, and to Gideon I am bound. I'm traveling, brother, traveling on this enchanted ground.
That morning,
Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
That morning,
Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. You may talk about the king of Gideon, you may talk about the man of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow those trumpets, Joshua cried, 'cause the battle is in my hand. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Joshua!
Now the good Lord said, pay heed to me, and I will set your people free. For 6 days no one say a word, let not a human voice be heard. Gather all your men at arms, 7 priests who blow ram horns. March around the walls, he say, let the horns and the trumpets play. 13 times around without, then let the people sing and shout. Do this and I promise that the city walls will fall down flat. Down. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Joshua!
You knew that last one. What did you call it? Steamboat?
Susie had a steamboat.
Susie had a steamboat. Where did you learn that?
From school.
Just from people around school.
Well, I learned it from my sister.
I learned it from you.
Yeah, I learned it from my sister.
Where now? What about the one that you did before, Miss Sue? Haha,
Miss Sue. Miss Sue. Where did you learn that?
Wait, school. Where at?
School.
From teachers or kids?
Kids.
Good.
Somebody knew it, and then everybody else knew it.
Traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she was a true love of mine. If you go when snowflakes storm, where the rivers freeze and the summer ends, please see she has a coat so warm to keep her. shelter from the howling winds. Do you see for me that her hair's hanging long, that it rolls and flows all down her breast? Please see for me her hair's hanging long. That's the way I remember her best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. And many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. Traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she was a true love of mine.
Hamilton Camp, right off the Elektra label. Yes. Yeah, Hamilton Camp, they're giving you the Dylan thing, interpreting Dylan, right? Which he was so good at doing, out of 1965 there, believe it or not. Yeah, Laurie London was in there before that, off the Capitol label, with his follow-up to Got the Whole World in His Hands there, right? Joshua Fought the Battle, man, that song never sounds better than when some kid's singing. And before that, it was the Kingsmen with I Found Another Girl, right off the Wand Records label. And the New Hudson Exit was in there. Come With Me. Joe, real quick, the New Hudson Exit.
They are from Ohio. A couple of recordings done for the Date and Peace labels, featuring a guy named Phil.
I'm sorry, what's the guy's name?
Phil, Eaggy.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, what can I tell you, Joe? Thanks for being on board, man. Suddenly it's past top of the hour. We got to go, man.
All right. Go, Cat, go.
Yeah, folks, you've been digging Lost Discs Radio Show. Check us out over at our website, lostdiscsradio.com. Just spell the word discs with a letter C. Also, go over to rockandradio.com, where you can also dig the RLT Archives Music Magazine. The stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and his brother from another mother, the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips, himself, folks, right? So we'll do what we can. Thanks, Jesty.
Yeah, everybody have fun.
And we'll hopefully get in here next month, in the weeks and months to come, folks. What can I tell you? No guarantees, but we'll do what we can. And as always, good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever you happen to be.